Back on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap, it is, of course, presented by our friends at Century 21, Deanna Realty, Rocco Nushi, and Tom Evans here with you. Still going to break down some of the results that we saw in the past week and weekend from across the Lorain County High School Wrestling scene. But as we always do, we got to go to the hotline and welcome in a very special guest. And this week, it comes in the form of Keystone Head Wrestling Coach Chris Vondruska, who joins us now on the hotline for tonight's High School Wrestling Recap, again presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty. So, Coach, first and foremost, good afternoon to you. How we doing?
Good afternoon to you, and thanks for having me on, Rocco. Tom, great to hear you guys' voices, and thanks for having me on so much.
Great to have you, Chris. Hey, Chris, you know, we're at that point in time in the season where we're getting ready for conference. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Chris. I'm trying to figure out the whole double dual thing in the LC8, but I think I got you guys at 6-0 or 7-0 right now in the LC8.
So yeah, there's 8 schools in the conference, we beat them all, and then we had an extra duel as well. So I guess we're 8-0 in the conference. We wrestled Columbia twice.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw that score twice, but yeah, it sometimes is a little bit difficult to follow. So, you know, that kind of puts you guys in the driver's seat going in the conference meet, Chris. Talk to me about coming back, knocking Columbia down off of that pedestal a little bit, and how you've put this team together this year. The lineup looks good, looks strong, but talk to me about Keystone as a dual meet team and Keystone heading into the LCA conference tournament in a week and a half.
Yeah, I keep talking about these freshmen. We got just some real athletic freshmen, and 4 of them we just kind of fell onto this year. They kind of found us. Usually I'm scrounging the hallways at Keystone trying to find guys, and so our 113 pounder Garrett, our 138 Mehmet, our 126 Dimitri, and our 165 Leland kind of found us, and they're great athletes, they're great attitude, great effort, and that's contagious. And when you have it with the young guys, you know, that's a step up, because usually, you know, the young guys kind of got to fall in place and learn their place, but these guys figured it out pretty quick. So, yeah, you know, Columbia lost a bunch of seniors last year, our dual season's going really good. So I'm happy.
Chris, you know, we can't talk to you without talking about Tristan, and you talked about those 4 freshmen and their progress. How big of an advantage is it for you to have somebody that is as driven, as focused, as Tristan in the room? Because I just got he's just all business all the time, and I gotta believe that there's no screwing around in the room if you step out of the room for a second and Tristan happens to be in there with him. So tell me about that dynamic a little bit.
Yeah, he's definitely a leader on our team, and we have other great leaders that are right with him there to lead our guys through workouts and warm-ups. You know, the warm-ups are so important. But yeah, to have a guy like Tristan just show everybody that we can do it here at Keystone is really awesome. And you know, we got our other juniors and seniors kind of falling in line and placing and winning tournaments as well right with them, so it's cool.
Kind of watching, you know, Fulmer certainly looks like he's getting better every week. Jurasek the same way. Does your schedule help? Does it allow you to kind of build on some of those things? Because boy, it looks like they've really progressed as the season's gone on too.
Yeah, I think our season kind of started off pretty tough with Independence and Solon, those guys had rough goes there, and it kind of eased up with Northwestern was a good tournament that we got to win as a team, and then West Holmes last weekend was another big test for our guys, and we had a bunch of guys go there and play. It was great.
Chris, you know, we're a couple weeks away from the conference tournament, and then, you know, a couple weeks to sectionals. How do you alter or do you alter your practice schedule? What things are you doing right now to make sure that, you know, everybody's sharp heading into tournament time? Or do you, don't you? What's the schedule look like between now and, you know, get to conference and then also getting ready for the sectional tournament?
Yeah, I do change some things up sometimes for our guys. And we have a yoga lady that comes in. I talk about her every year. and she's actually going to come in Friday. And so they're going to run their own workout. Like I said, we got some great leadership on our team. They'll run like a 30-minute drill that they do a lot of times for our duels, and then she'll come in and she'll get our team stretching out a little bit and focus on their mindset. And but yeah, a lot of mindset training. But you know, we do that year round. But the yoga thing and getting fresh partners in there is something that we like to do in the postseason.
Chris, last thing, I know that they're making some changes with wrestling as far as picking where you can go sectional-wise. Does that affect you guys? Is that something that you take a look at and worry about, or just say, hey, we're just going to go to the nearest site and wrestle?
Yeah, we're going to try to go to Northwestern because it is the closest. So wherever everybody's going to Independence for the district tournament. And so it really doesn't matter for Division III, whereas like Division I, it matters big time. Like where they're going to go, you know, dictates where they're going to go to district. Whereas I got four choices for sectionals, and they're all going to go to Independence for district. So it doesn't really matter to us. We're not trying to get the most district qualifiers. We're trying to get the most state qualifiers we can, and we're going to go to Northwestern, and we've competed there already once this year. And we're going to go to Independence, and we competed once there already this year. So that's great. We kind of know the facilities we're going to go to.
Well, we just had our first district meeting yesterday, a little Zoom meeting, so we're starting to plan for that already, trying to get the good setup over there. Still fighting the problem. We don't have a lot of bleacher space over there. We're going to try to bring in some more to make it a little bit more comfortable because we know from the old Garfield Heights days that can get rocking and rolling over there on that Saturday. So I look forward to seeing you down the road here, Chris. I'll try and catch the conference tournament. I'll certainly see you over at Independence, although I think we'll both be a little bit busy that day.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, it'll be a fun day, and thanks for all you do to organize our district tournament.
This is fun. This is fun time for me. I kind of live for this stuff, so it keeps me from going. You know, it keeps me from having to follow chase basketball around during the winter. So that's always a good thing. So
yeah, absolutely.
Good deal. Well, hey, Coach, thank you very much for stopping by. We always appreciate the time. Thank you again for joining us, and have a great rest of the season. Hopefully, we'll be catching up again with you here soon.
Thank you. Great talking to you guys.
Thanks, Chris. Good luck.
And that is Keystone head wrestling coach Chris Vondruska, kind enough to share some time with us talking about his program, the season that's been so far as they gear up for conference tournament season. Anything really stand out to you from that conversation with Coach Tom?
Chris feels a little bit more relaxed. I mean,
very.
He just, and not that Chris is an uptight guy, never is, but I just think that, and I think that's a reflection, that's reflected in his team and the way they wrestle, but I think that's a reflection of maybe the way the season's gone for him. I think,
sure. You
know, he talked to us at the preseason little talk. He talked about the freshmen and, you know, that a lot of their success is going to be dependent upon their growth, and certainly he's very happy with that. I think, like I said, some of his upperclassmen have certainly done what he's expected of them, and you know, Tristan Green's the constant for you, so,
right.
You know, that's don't fix what's not broken on that part of it. But I just think that I think Chris is in a good place right now. I think his team is in a good place. I've been watching the lineup. It looks like their weights they're pretty settled into where they're going to be. And you know, they got their eye on the prizes. You know, how many are we going to get to Columbus? So I really like the philosophy that attitude about doesn't matter where we go for sectional. We're just going to get as close to home as we can. It's getting kids out of Independence is the big thing, and we just getting on that podium 1-4 is what counts for.
And I'm glad we got to talk about those freshmen, Tom, because I didn't get a chance to ask Coach about it. I definitely should have. But I got to imagine, you know, as the head coach of a program, you're seeing your success with your veterans, your seniors, right, with a guy like Tristan. But to have younger guys like freshmen and they find you, I got to imagine that makes you feel pretty good as a head coach, right? Obviously, you're doing something right with that program if you got kids that are finding you as opposed to, like you said, having to scrounge kids from out of the hallway.
And the one of the real beautiful things about that is those kids – in that room can see how high the bar is set.
Sure.
So these aren't freshmen coming into a program that's rebuilding that they don't see what success looks like. They see Tristan's bracket hanging on the wall of that room. You know, he's working on getting a second one up there this year. So they know where the bar is, and I think that's really, really important for freshmen because they, you know, sometimes freshmen are – are a little shaky, you know, and finding direction. And I think that they've got that direction in the room, and they can see it, and they can see what it looks like in front of them. And I think that's a huge help to them. And I just and you know, you get four solid freshmen. He gets four solid freshmen next year. You know, for a Division III school, if you can add four kids every year and hold on to the other ones, you're gonna build a real nice little dual meet team. You're gonna have a nice little program going for yourself.
You telling me a 13, 14 year old Tom Evans was once a little shaky back in his freshman year high school
I'm
days?
Shaky at 64. Rocco, I can imagine when I was like at 13.
Good deal.
I had older brothers though. They just pounded me
back. Well, yeah.
They kept me in place best. Yeah, pretty doggone good.
That'll build some character pretty quick. Good stuff. So big thank you again to head coach Chris Vondruska from Keystone for joining us. Again, if you missed that conversation, tomorrow morning up at WEOL.com, we'll have that posted. All right, one more timeout. When we come back, we'll dive into some of the results from this past week right here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it live right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the mobile app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.